latest jobs figures are due out later today, and while there's been strong jobs growth in recent times, there is concern many of the country's least skilled job seekers are being left behind. A new study shows the battle for entry-level jobs is fierce and it's growing. Social affairs correspondent Norman Hermont reports.
All right, I'm off.
19-year-old Mitchell Taylor is doing what he's done most days for the last year, looking for a job.
Thanks. I'm here for my appointment with Steph at 11:30.
Thought we'd look at some local retail jobs in the area.
Yep.
He's come for a regular appointment at the Transition to Work program. He's applied for about 100 jobs in Adelaide's southern suburbs and nothing.
I definitely feel there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of people in the community that I know personally that are going for the same jobs as me and struggling just as much as I am.
If he thinks there's a lot of competition, the latest jobs availability snapshot from Anglicare shows he's right. The snapshot compares the number of entry-level jobs available with the number of job seekers with the lowest skills, like Mr. Taylor, who didn't finish high school. Across Australia, there's an average of 4.8 applicants for every entry-level job. Tasmania fares the worst, with more than double that amount, and South Australia is not much better. For every entry-level job Mr. Taylor tries for, there are more than 7 applicants.
I would probably say it's a lot harder than it seems.
With 54,000 full-time jobs added last month, Australia is in the midst of a so-called jobs boom, but it has bypassed entry-level job seekers. In 2012, there were more than 60,000 entry-level jobs available per month across the country. This year, that number has plummeted by more than 10,000 per month. Roland Manderson is Anglicare's deputy director.
There's a whole lot of people who are trapped on the edges of the job market. They can't get a job, they can't build a life.
The number of people who are underemployed has also jumped dramatically to more than 1.1 million.
Hello, my dear.
In Sydney, Claribel Aquino is trapped in the underemployment cycle. The single mother regularly picks up fresh food from Anglicare. Despite education and business qualifications from the Philippines, she can't find enough work to support her family.
Psychologically, I look down on myself. I'm worthless. Like, basically, I'm worthless because I can't find work. I struggle, and I don't want my children to have this kind of lifestyle.
Job seeker Claribel Aquino ending that report from Norman Hermont.